Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah and Amud Beis. Nitma Shalim, Orubo, Sarfin Oso Lifne Habira. Rashi points out that the Bira is Kol HaMikdash, Kulo Karei Bira. So that's where you do it. But Me Atze HaMaracha. The Gemara will have a long dion about the Atze HaMaracha. Nitma Mi'uto, if it's just a miut, not the whole thing, or just the regular case of Nosar, Lososir Menu Ad Boker, Manosir Menu Ad Boker, Ba Eish Tisrofu. Sarfinoso bechatzer sehen o al gago sehen me atse atzman. So there are two distinctions: not lifnei abira, not in the mikdash, but outside of the mikdash, and not me atse maracha, but me atse atzman. Hatzikanin, people who are mitzaros haayin, right? They're very concerned about finances. Sarfinoso lifnei habira bishvil lehanos me atse maracha. So the fascinating thing is that we allowed that. We could say that no, you know, you can't use the atse maracha for the purposes that you're unwilling to. Spend a little bit of money on, you know, Eitzim, especially if, you know, this is your fault, but we'll get into that in a little bit. So my time, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina kedei levayishan. So why do we require them to do Sreifa lifnei habira me'atzei hamaracha? Because if they were careless with Kachim, so, again, we live in a society where, you know, people are loath to use these kinds of tactics ever. But Busha, even though, again, Mutav, you know, Shayashlich Adam Atzma Lesoch Kibshan Eish, while Yabin Pnei Chavir Barabim, we'll see that this daf has a very fascinating dialectic about the topic of Busha, but Kedei Levayishan, that people are deserving on some level of having to take accountability, and it's going to be unpleasant to have to show up at the Bira and, you know, Me'atzeh Maracha, but hopefully they'll learn something from the experience. Busha, when it's vindictive, is unacceptable. Lo sikom velo sitor, but busha, when it's hopefully, you know, rehabilitating, is critical. Tosvos near atam mishum delay based in mas nelayam the fisha his kiku the sorful if neabira kede levaisho lo hitrichu lahaviyetim mishalo viyachol lehanos mishal hektish. So why isn't this a din meila? Right, if you could theoretically do it elsewhere, how does kede levaisho help? So lev bezdin is mas nelayam. We'll see a chilek later in Tosvos where lev bezdin can possibly be masne. And I think it's really fascinating. This is the first indication of a critical dialectic in the discussion, right? Because on the one hand, it's kedei levayishan, but we don't have to, you know, add insult to injury. So we're not saying that, oh, you know, once we're going to be mevayishu, we're also going to make you, you know, carry your own eitzim, you know, to the mikdash. So, you know, just like Himlev de Rabamine, there's a kind of an understanding that there can't be double jeopardy. Now, what about the people who are just, you know, stingy? Hatzikanin. So Rashi says, V'chein b'tzikanin, Tosa says rather, V'chein b'tzikanin hisnu kimochein, v'lo l'kol, d'mitoch tziknusan hayu nimnaim l'sorfo, v'asi l'idei ha'feira. So it wasn't so much that we were, like, you know, compassionate for these people, but Chazal recognized, you know, mutav, that we would sacrifice a little bit in terms of, you know, the atzei maracha, rather than these people saying, you know what, you know, I'm so stingy, I'm not going to burn this, and then they could really come to a very serious aveira, whether it was nosar or tameh, etc. Lav kares v'davka b'tzikanin o b'achsonai k'nei mina b'gemara dasu k'tzikanin. Right, aval adam acher lo ve'afilu deman deleislei perakam deshuas lebez and masnei leim hani mida b'korbanos dekedusha kedusha asaguf abe kedusha asdamim kulei alma modus. Everybody accepts that when it comes to kedusha asdamim, lebez and masne is sufficient. Okay, so nimtza mi'uto. So then you go home and it's reifa me atzei hamaracha ureminhu v'chein mishayatza mirushalayim v'niskar sheish biado basar kodesh. Right, person who leaves Yerushalayim and now he remembers that he has a little bit of Basar Kodesh on him is a miut. Sim aver tzofim sarfo bimekomo v'im lav chozer v'sarfo lifnei abira me'atzei amarocha. So I'm Rav Chama bar Okva lokashia kan b'achsenai kan b'bal habayis. The achsenai, again, we treated liberally. The bal habayis, we're going to not have the same compassion. Rashi says kan b'achsenai she'en lo eitzim sarfo me'atzei amarocha. Masnisim abalabayis, that we're going to make him, you know, use his own. So Papa Amar Havaha Beachsanai kan shehechzik baderech kan shelo hechzik baderech. So if he wasn't machzik baderech yet, let him use the atzei maracha. But if he already started down the derech, Rav Papa's view is let him bring mishalo. Rav Zvid Amar lolam kedamar meikara kan beachsanai kan bebalabayis. ואף אגב, זה להחזיק בדרך, אך סנאי, כיוון דלי סלי, עשאו כציקנן. As Toso said, foreshadowed, it's not, הציקנן סרפן עושה לתנאי הבירה, בשביל להנוס, מעצי המערכה. תנו רבנן, בואו לסרפו בחצר, סיימא מעצי המערכה, אין שומן להם. You can't bring the עצי המערכה, right outside of the mikdash. Lifnei abira me'atzi atzman ein shomin lahem. Bishlam me'atzi emracha bechatzor chesem ein shomin lahem. Dilma fayishan minayuv asubu lidei takala. Could be takala smi'ila. Ela lifnei abira me'atzi atzman my time below. So why can't you bring your own? It's not like chulin la'azara. It's not a korban. So why can't you bring your own firewood? So Rav Yosef Amar. Again, another fascinating dialectic. The whole institution is Kidei Levayshan, but there's a limit to Busha. As I said, Busha, which is vindictive, is not acceptable. So Busha, which is unrelated to the Chet, you know, namely the fact that the person happens to be indigent, who was a little bit careless with Kachim, so we're not going to penalize this. 1 second, this is coming in. Okay, so the fact that this person is indigent and he doesn't, you know, have anything that will enable him to afford to bring his own eitzim is unrelated to the aveira, and so, you know, we don't want to be mevayish mi she'ein lo, and that's why we're not going to have people bring their own wood, into the mikdash. So again, we're going to be mevayish them; they have to show up according to Rav Yosef, but. We're going to try to protect anybody who's indigent in this situation by not making distinctions between people who can't afford firewood and people who can. Now, you're probably, you know, sitting here, you American young men, thinking, you know, like, who can't afford a little bit of firewood? People in Europe, mamish, couldn't afford firewood. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when they stopped paying his salary in his rabbanos, they paid him in firewood. At least he should have something. That was his salary, was firewood. Rabbanim today could learn something from that. You know, when they're busy negotiating for their, whatever. Anyway, what the Rabbanim in Europe used to, ma'ani b'china mafatem, you know, firewood. That was literally the parnasa. Okay. Good. So Rav Yosef Amar shel levayishes mishein. Rav Amar mibnei ha-chashad. There's a chashad that's involved. My vinayu, ikabinayu, the icy kani vicharyusa de lo chazi le maracha. That if a person would bring kani vicharyusa that are not roi for the maracha, that's not the kind of eitzim that you could possibly use in the maracha. So there's no chashad that people are going to use chulin for the atse maracha, but we still would be concerned. Levayish is misha enlo. It's not hasam. Rosh ha'mamad hayamam midas etzmeim al shara mizrach. Again, they would parade them a little bit. So my time, Rav Yosef kidei levayish and Rav Amar mipnei ha'chashad. That people should realize that the reason that they're coming in is for purposes of burning that which was kadshim that then became pasul. So my benayu ike benayu mefanki. People who are Mifunak, people who do not engage in malacha in general, inami deka gadil shishura. So Rashi explains what the situation is, that when there were kohanim that happened to be tameh, they should be subjected to a little bit of busha for not being careful in terms of, you know, their responsibilities to Klal Yisrael. Yasim bukitara v'apecha v'chalil mizbechecha. And so that's Rav Yosef Shita, L'Shita, so Kidei Levayshan. Rava Shita was that people are going to be choshed then, that the reason they're not showing up to Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that it's in the Shar HaMizrach, is that they're too busy making money. Right, they're too busy, they don't want to leave work to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't pay as much. They don't want to take a day off of work. So, mipnei achashad, if they're tamei, we want to protect their reputation in that way. So, ike benayu mifanki, if people are mifunak, they don't do malacha in general, but nobody's going to suspect them of, not wanting to do the avodah because of their work ethic or the desire to make money. So, only if you hold of... Levishan, are you going to parade them in that case? Or, Rashi says, the kagadil shishura. So what's that case? Rashi explains, mafshile chavalim shi umnas kalo schare ma'at, doesn't pay very much, and b'negadim chashudin shi achtel milavo lavoda mibnei bitel melacha zof. We know that they're in this field, that they just kind of lay out chavile pishtan. It's an umnus kalo, and in such a situation... nobody's going to be choshed them that they're skipping out in avodas beis hamikdash, so that they can, collect their very small, rubles, for the day. But again, if you hold kedei levayshan that they should be, subjected to some busha for not being, careful. I'll read the lashon Rashi kedei levayshan shelo nizharim letami v'arei avodah shel machar haisam mutalas aleihen v'hayolan nizar. They should have been much more careful. They should take their avoda seriously, especially because they're betraying, their fraternity. Kohanim's reason, hey, how can they behave this way? Tosvos, mamidas atmeim b'shar ha-mizrach. So, what are we talking about exactly? So Rashi said, ha-mamun al-kach mamidas atmeim shel beis av b'chol boker b'shar ha-mizrachi knisas kol adam lahar abayis, where people would enter the har abayis. So Tosa says, "Afilo b'tumas kiri and ma'ir." Even here, the read the high shara mizrach and mishara ezras nashim. Avagav damer perakamadi v'amos v'chamaduchti tful yom enu nichlas machan levia. We know the equivalent of machan levia is har habayis, right? The machan shechina is the azara. Machan levia is har habayis. But now Tosfos qualifies. We spent a lot of time on that before. Lo b'chol machan levia kamar lo me'ezras nashim v'lifnim dachimuchach v'masach tekelim tani asam. So as long as that they're at the entrance to the Ezras Noshim, that's where they should be, the Balei Kiryan. So Rashi talked about at the entrance to Har Abayis. It sounds like this could be a little bit of a Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, basically, they're not going to be in the Machan Leviyah, they're not going to be on Har Abayis. Tosas says they can be on Har Abayis, but they can't enter into the Ezras Noshim. Okay, so point of difference between Rashi and Tosas. So again, if you want the, nakar klalza biyadcha, we are mivayish people, whether it's kohanim who aren't punctilious with respect to their avoda, or individuals who aren't punctilious with respect to their kachim, but we don't add insult to injury. We don't, say, if you're poor, we're going to try to embarrass you more, right? Chas v'shalom. We don't try to say, like Tosas pointed out, once you're ready, Mevayish you to bring you back, we should double down and say, bring your own Eitzim, so you have to lug them all the way. It's sort of an echo, Utevacho Mecharo, so it's Chamisha, for a Bakar and Arba for the Seh. And remember, I think, I can't remember if it's Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, but the Gemara says, so why is it for Arba for the Seh and Chamisha for the Bakar? You could say, because the Bakar is worth more. But anybody remember what the Gemara says? That when it comes to the Seh, Avi?
You don't have to carry it back, or you have to carry it back?
Right, since you have to carry it, right, the Seh, a person would be, carry it, so he already sustained some busha, so we don't need to, bang him over the head anymore, right? It's a fine balance. So again, we're very careful about Malbim Tei Chavero Berabim, but there are certain standards that we have to, insist upon as a tzibur. Mishnah Pesach Shiato Shenitma Yisareif Miyad. So up until now, let's just review the klal. There's no Sreifas Kachim on Yom Tif. You could do it before Yom Tif. You could do it on Chol HaMoed. 1, 2. When do we have Sreifa Miyad versus Iber Tzura? Remember, we talked about that issue. It was an issue of Bizayon Kachim. So the question was whether it was Psulo Begufo or not. So we're going to meet that there are multiple Tanaim who hold that. Even when it comes to pigul and nosar and fundamental, absolutely fundamental psulim, that it requires ibur tzura, because the chashash of bizoy kachim is so great. They're going to always require a Birtsura, and then we're going to read all the way on the other end of the spectrum, plenty of Tanaim, who actually hold that everything is subject to Sreifa Miyad, even Psul Bailim. There are multiple Tanaim in that camp as well. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Nechemia, wrote it down, right, that they think that it's always Sreifa Miyad. But anyway, the two klalim that we go in with, there's no Sreifas Kadosh B'Yom Tif, and number one and number two, we should assume that a Psul Guf is Sreifa Miyad, and we discuss different Svaros to justify that, versus a Psul Bailim, which is a din of Ibar Tzura. So Nidmu HaBailim Moshe Me'esu, two Bar Tzura, so Yisaref B'Shisha, so Rabbi Yochanan Rokin Omer, Afza Yisaref Miyad, Lefi she'ein lo ochlin. One doesn't have any ochlin, so we translate that as a psul al guf. Fascinating. Okay, so the Gemara says, Bishlam etame eksiv v'abasar shir yigo v'chol tame lo yachal ba'esh yisarev ala yod seminalan dechsev hein lo huvas dam ala kodesh penima. This, of course, in the context of Nadav and Avihu. Amalo Moshe li'arin madu alo chaltam zachatas shem nechnas dam alifnai v'lifnim amalo lav amalo shem achutz l'mechitza asa yatsasa. Samalo lav bekodesh hay samalo bekodesh hay sabe hen lohuva estamel ela kodesh pnim amadulo khalt mosa miklal di inafka inami ayol dama lifnim basrefa hi. So if the blood had inappropriately been brought inside or had been yotze, so then it would be a basrefa. So yotze lays like tame, it's considered to be a psul hagaf. Bishlam and nidma gali rachamana bekodshim kalim kol chekein bekodshe kadoshim ela yotze ishkachin kodshe kadoshim Kachem kalimina lan vesu hadatanya lan mana vesu hadatanya lan dama nishvach dama yatsa dama chutzla klayim de kaimelan bisreifa minalan. So we know all these things. Midah Rabbi Shimon Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer ba kodesh ba eshti sareif limid al chatas, right? Kachem kadashim shesreifasa ba kodesh. For the second straight night, it comes down to Gemara Gemirila, a good review. What halacha did we determine? It was not based on any pasuk, not based on paderech, not based on lachem, not based on, you know, meis alav befesa pitom. Yesterday, what halacha did we determine is really a halacha l'moshe misinai. Nico?
Echad b'sof ha'olam is...
Right, so masat ha'om, afilo echad b'sof ha'olam yodeya, right, according to Rabbeinu Chanan la'afuke?
Ha'horeg, sorry.
No, you got it, the ha'horeg. Because the ha'horeg, the ha'horeg knows, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nachi, suspiciously confusing. Okay. Anyway, v'chatas das the Aaron mishum ma'isa shayekal chayados is a story. Tana be Rabbi Barvud Amar afilu pigol tan di bertzura minalon yalif avon avon minosar, that nosar by definition is ibertzura. That's what nosar means, right? It's already waited over an extra night. So he darshins based on exereshav of avon minosar avono yisaw. So v'nilef avon avon mechatas da aron am lecha chatas da aron ki agavna nami ibertzura l'doros baya v'hasam ho ra'a shah haisa. Says enachanami, I always require ibertzura, and Aaron's case is a complete ho ra'a shah. Because everything about that was a ho ra'a shah. The entire discussion between Moshe and Aaron was predicated on the fact that, yeah, a Kohen Gadol can always be makriv onen. Generally speaking, a Kohen Gadol is not going to be ochel b'aninus, kal v'chomer for ma'aser sheni, right? Lo achalti v'oni mimenu. But in terms of the special, you know, kad shesha, so they were going to be subject to a different rule, right? So the kad shesha meaning like the seer of Nachshon, or the seer that was miyuchad for, you know, that day, Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. But what Sa'ir was there? Ve'sir achataz darosh darash Moshe v'hinei soraf. What Sa'ir was there that's not kodesh shah? And therefore Aaron had every right not to eat it. He shouldn't have eaten it. We think, actually, there's going to be one day in this Gemara that says, oh, maybe Moshe, you know, thought it was okay not to eat it, or correct not to eat it, Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Einav, but he doesn't think they should actually have burned it. Avi?
Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, so the unbroken streak of 4 years continues. He's going to graduate with this intact. Okay, very good. Right, so the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is not Kadshei Shah, that's Kadshei Doro. So it's just a Horah Shah. So Hashlem, you know, Kol Psulei de Kodesh. Bisrev loshna de kachim, kadosh loshna kachim kalim, gemar gemirla, bakodesh reishi, sorry, vlamali, homi violation, srefasa bakodesh. That just should be a separate halacha that we do srefa, it should be bakodesh. Habasar asher yiga bechol tame lo yachel beishi, sorry, vlamali, how the guve yitzrech, salka de dechamina kopsula de kodesh, kigon lon dama, overnight, nishbach dama, yatsa dama, nishchata balaila, de bisrefa de lesneu bechulin. Aval nitma de bechulin ami mafsil emahol visavid beyuvd in the chol emalosi by Yisreva with his gile bekavura. Right, we're experts in minag nikbarin minan israfin. Right, minag nikbarin is just we don't want people to get hana. It's a takala. Right, the din sreifa Reb Chaim says is a mitzvah bechefza. So kamash malan. So this is a very important line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, even though we started out with the assumption that Tameh is going to be the classical case, that's going to be the obvious case, so to speak, of a Psula Guf, maybe Dafka Tameh, not. Because there are only, if you look at this list, Lan Dama, Nishbach Dama, Yatsa Dama, Nishchata Balayla, right? Lisneu Bechulen. So what the Gemara is really working on is a fascinating Havam, you know? That the din of Sreifa, when it comes to Kachim, is reserved for only those things that are Psulei Kachim. But if you took Chulin and it became Tameh, there's no Avera associated with that, but you would say that maybe it's not subject to the din of Sreifa. Maybe Sreifa is reserved for the disappointment, as we spoke about before. We talked about this in Shir Yomi, we talked about it earlier in Bikias as well. That Sreifa is reserved, that when you're dealing with something with so much potential, and unfortunately, you know, you're not able to, you know, bring it to its telos, so it goes up in flames. It's a very powerful statement. So something which is Yashno Bechulin, right, is, you know, the Havamina was, it didn't ever have that, you know, special quality to it. So the Havamina was, okay, so even if you have Kachim, which become Tameh, that's Yeshna B'chulin, right? Tumah exists in the world of Chulin also, so maybe, you know, Midechulin, Ishma L'Kachim, that you're not going to take Kachim Shenitmu and subject them to Sreifa. So Kamash Malan, but that's based on Xeris HaKasiv. You need a Pasuk. HaBasar Sheyiga B'chol Tameh Lo Yechel Ba'eshi Sarev. So in my notes for myself, I actually then wanted to connect this to a few lines earlier. V'hasam Hora Shahaisa. According to the Daya that everything requires Ibar Tzura, but the Chatas of Aaron was such a Hora Shah so that it was Sreifa Miyad, so what's that really saying? I think the Svara is as follows. Yom HaKamas HaMishkan was so phenomenal. It was so vital. The special opportunity of that day, right? Yom Chasunaso V'Yom Simchas Libo. Yom Chasunaso Zamay Medar Sinai. Yom Simchas Libo is Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. So on that day of all days, even if you hold that normally everything requires Ibar Tzura before Sreifa, because of, you know, the Chashash of Bizoy Kachim, but the disappointment was so severe when it comes to the Chatas of Aaron because of the special timing. Ve'es Sira Chatas Darosh Dorash Moshe V'hinei Soraf. There's no other outlet for it. You have to treat it Bisrefa Miyad. It's a Horasha. But it's not a random Horasha. We're not just saying, okay, this is an exception to a rule. But it's Hianosenes. The very ideal of Srefa Bekachim is because this should have been, you know, something elevated. Reach Nichoach Isha Lashem. And your failure to bring it to an Isha Lashem. It's exactly what we said, frankly, at the outset tonight. Some things require busha. Failure to be careful in the world of Kachim is a busha. We have to be mivayish, somebody who engages when it's a kohen or a regular person. So when it comes to Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, that's only elevated. And so even if you require Ibar Tzura B'chol HaTorah Kula, He'll say, here, there's no choice but to have Srefa Miyad. The failure is so much greater. Okay. So Nidma by the Moshe Mesu to Baratsu Rasan. Gemara says, Amrav Yosef Machlokish Nidmu by the Machos because it's Chazi Basul Achila and Nidmu by the Mifnei Zerika. Dilo is Chazi Basul Achila Devrea Kol Yisaref Miyad. If it was never at any point Chazi Lachila, because the time you got to Zerika, the Bailin weren't there, so Srefa Miyad. I mean, that sounds like it's a din of relating to the absence of Bailin as almost the Psulakov. So Mesa Zeya Klal, the Gemara is a little bit upset. Kol Shep Psulak Gufo Go Yisarif Miyad. Bidam Bailin Tu Bar Tsuraso Vieti the Beis HaSrefa. Ktani Bailin Dum Adam. Ma Adam the Nezrika Bailin the Nezrika. Elo Yitmar Hachi Yitmar Machoke Shinimu Bailin the Nezrika. If you got through the entire Zerika, the Ikar Karban, the Ritzui, and only then Tomas HaBailim, the Ischazi Basar Lachila, the Riakol Psula Machmas Davar Acher, Baya Ibor Tzura. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Lachar Zerika Nami Machlokas. Not so fast. Azar Rabbi Yochanan Taimed, then Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, Rabbi Nechamia, Amr Davar Echad, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, Nan Hado Amaran, Rabbi Nechamia Mahi, Rabbi Nechamia Omer, Rabbi Pnei Aninus Nisrafazo. No. The fact that Aaron's Chatas was Nisraf had nothing to do with Tumah. It was because of the Aninus. A Kohen Gadol can be Makriv Baninus, but a Kohen Gadol has no right to be Ochel B'aninus. And if he can't be Ochel B'aninus, so what are we really talking about? Lo Chazi L'Achila. There's no possible outlet here. And then we do Srefa Miyad. The Kach Namar, Ka'ela. Specifically Ka'ela. V'ha'aninus, K'la'achar Zerika Havya. It's, right. This Aninus is like, the Bailim, losing their status after Zerika. V'chi istarof la'alter nistarof. And yet the Srefa happened right away. So we have all these shitas in the Tanayim. I foreshadow this. Rabbi Yochanan Brokida, Rabbi Nechemya, etc. Who hold that Srefa miyad, even in a case of a psul machmas davar acher. This isn't a psul hagof. Okay. I wanted to show you a Rashi here. Rashi says, "Anilo eskul achar zrika. He shafilu mesu nada ve'aviu lifnei zrika. In as zrika nifselas bekach. The chatas lo dami lepesach diikaro lachila. Had it been a carbon pesach, right? The absence of the chabura would have fundamentally undermined the zrika. Dilu chatas lo chayshina laochlin dida de la chapara asya ve'akol Yisrael shahayu reuyin." Okay. V'im yibnei shikrivu abaninos v'nifsla, so the onin sh'avar chilel, right? Lo hev yotim hikrivu akim aron atzmo, v'kaimelan kohen gadol makriv onin. So basically, Rashi is reaffirming something that we've seen many times in many different iterations, right? That, the Karban Pesach would have been unique in this regard, because of the Karban Pesach, by the time you did Zerika, there was nobody left who wasn't baninos, so that would have, ruined things right away. But the Karban Chatas, which really exists for Kapara, so you go ahead with the Zerika, your Ki'ilu Mis'alem from the Achila component, and then afterwards it's subject to the din of Srefa Miyad. Okay, because according to these Shitos, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Rabbi Nechamya, they don't need the Psulu to be Bingufo, they could accept the Psul Machmas Davar Acher. If you don't mind, just with your permission, I wanted to show you, I made a notation for myself, another line in Rashi. So Rashi, just before that Rashi of Hachi Garcina, on the previous line, so when Aaron says to Moshe, Vatikrena osi ka'ela hayitav b'enei Hashem, so the pshat is, of course, this double avelus of my sons, Kamerle Aaron l'Moshe, kach ani b'eneecha, sheni mevaze kadshe kadashim,
it's a beautiful line. That even if I had been tormented, even beyond my torment now, I would never be mevaze kadshe shamayim. And if I burnt this, it's because that was the correct thing to do. Hayitav be'enei Hashem. A very powerful line. So Rabbi Mosif, Av Rabbi Yosef Aglili Tani, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Kolin and Kulo Eino Medaber le'Parim Anisrafim Nisimra Nisrafim. Right, so the special halacha of Parim Anisrafim Nisimra Nisrafim, they're Nisraf Michutz LaMachane, Lisrof Psuleihem Abeis Habira, V'litein Lo Tasei Al Achilasan. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili just interprets this completely differently, right? And he says, you know, there's a special halacha that we need to learn, because when it comes to the Parim HaNisrafim, the Sirim HaNisrafim, generally speaking, if everything goes right, where are they? Nisraf Michutz LaMachane. It would be very ironic to make the cases where something goes wrong and you need to do Sreifa because there was a failure, that should be Lifnei Habira Me'atzei Amaracha. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that Gufa is what we need to learn. Rashi ba'akasav landecha shetisrefena beveis habira v'lo chutzah shalosh machanos kimitzvasa v'litein lo sase al achilasa. Pasuk says v'saraf oso al etzim ba'esh. Yeah. So that's an irony. The srefas psulei parem hanisrafin, v'siren hanisrafin, is bifnim. Right, normally we'd say, oh, we make you do Sreifa Bifnim, so you come into the Beis HaMikdash, Kedei Levayshan, to watch your Kadshim go up in flames. Not the flames of the Atzei Hamaracha on the Mizbeach, right, but watch what you destroyed. So you need a special Gderes HaKasav to say, even if you wouldn't actually have been able to put it, on the Mizbeach, because the Sreifa normally takes place outside. So Amr Lo, they said to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Chachamim Chatash, and Echmaz Dam Livnai, and Livnai Minayin, Amr Lehem, Hein lehuva az dam la kodesh pnim ma michlal dinafik in ami ayl dam ba sreifa rab yochanan sever dam u basar chadamil sahi, right, that's all considered psul hagof. He maintains his shita bailim milsa acharisihi. Rashi says dam u basar chadamil sahi va havle psul begufo kilo nitma basar atzmo, but bailim is considered psul machmas dvar acher, and a psul machmas dvar acher, again, according to his shita, not according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, not according to Rabbi Nechemya, but a psul machmas davar acher is going to require ibur tsura. Tosvos, going back to Amud Beis for a second, avol nitma diisei b'chulin, says, im tomar v'nelev kal v'chomer mitruma d'boi sreifa. We know that truma, right, chenitmes, requires sreifa, right, from the first parak, no less. Yeshom medika v'mifrach malet truma d'asura lezarim tomar b'kachim kalim d'shari. So Rashba is a really interesting line. Not in every respect is Truma Kal relative to the Chamor of Kadshim. Now, generally speaking, that's true. Shlishi b'Truma, Revi b'Kadshim. So let's try to analyze this Tosos. I mean, this Tosos is a little bit difficult, right? This Tosos is basically saying that the fact that Truma is Asr Lazarim is prevents you from darshaning this Kal v'chomer. Why would you choose one isolated halacha? In 99 out of 100 areas, Kadshim is more chomer than Truma. So I think Tosis is saying something very important. I know Tosis is saying something very important, but hopefully I understand it, which is the following. What is the din of Sreifa by Truma Shedit Meis? What is the din of Sreifa by Kadshim? So as I've been suggesting, the din of Sreifa as it relates to Kadshim is the missed opportunity. That's why there's Busha. You don't overdo it. But what should have gone up to bin Achilas Mizbeach, you destroyed. Bipshia. And sometimes Sreifa Miyad. We suggested earlier this year that when it's Psul Guf and not Psul Machmas Davar Acher, either there's no real Chashash of Bizui Kadshim, or it doesn't have the same fundamental status as Kadshim. Okay. So I think Tosos looked at that and said, the mechayiv is taking something which is so fundamentally rarefied, consecrated, and allowing it to become denigrated. And comes the Rashbah and he says, this correlates in a very specific sense to how restricted this element is. In other words, if it's something which exists in the world of Zarim outside of the Mikdash, so, okay, it could theoretically, and it does, Kachim Kalim, as we said, do have a din of Sreifa, but you can't say that there's a Kavachomer. Because Truma, which is not Nechal Lazarim, which is restricted to the world of Kohanim, you could have imagined a halachic universe where you say it's Truma, which is an Isser Misa Bidei Shamayim for a Zar to eat, which is so firmly rooted in the world of Kahuna, right? Just learned the last parak of Kiddushin, Asar Yochsin, right? Malin the Truma. So that is a dense reifa, because it's so rarefied. It's from Misa Bidei Shamayim for Zar. But Kachim Kalim? Kachim Kalim. So Tosa says that breaks the Kavachomer, Le'inyan Zeh, Le'inyan Sreifa. Because Sreifa is about something which is so rarefied, so endemic to the world of Mikdash and Kahuna, that the failure to bring it to its proper outlet is like unforgivable. That's how I want to learn. Now, if that's true, again, I think that ties in, and this is good chazara, with everything that we said before. That was why Dafka, there was a havamina that lan dama, yatsa dama, nishbach dama, nishchata balayla, all of those things require a sreifa. But nitma, isneu bechulin. Basically, Tosus is saying that. Isnehu Bizarim, Kachim Kalim. And so maybe it's not so obvious that there should be a din sreifa. Remember, that was the Havamim in the Gemara. You need a special pasuk to tell you, Habasar, Shuriga, Bechol Tamei, Ba'eshi Sarif. Okay. Just take a quick look. Just to review a quick critical point, Tosa said, "Reis lev bezden masna alehem." Even according to the Man D'Amar, that there's limits to that. Everybody agrees that that is not a problem when it comes to kedushas hadamim. We'll even allow lev bezden to be masna for the people who are very stingy, because we're concerned about graver averos, right? So la tzila me averos chamuros of nosar. They're not going to burn it. Because there are, you know, chas on their atzei maracha, their etzim rather. So that's an important point. We talked about potential machlokas between Rashi and Tosos about what the Shar HaMizrach was, right? Tosos thinks that we're talking about the Shar of the Ezros Nashim. Rashi says that we're talking about the Har HaBayis itself. It correlates to a more classical interpretation of Machana Leviyah. The general klal is kol shepsula begufo is a din sreifa miyad. Psul machmas davar acher is ibert tzura. But we saw shitos that deviate from that in both directions. Shitos that will say, even for pigul or nos pigul and you know tame, there's going to be a need for ibert tzura. In the other direction, Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who will say sreifa miyad basically for everything, even if it's psul machmas davar acher. And then a beautiful line that we saw in Rashi, Vatikrano si Kaela Hayitav Bene Hashem. Aaron says, you know, Kaela vechaela, even if much worse had happened to me, I still would have been, you know, unwilling ever to be Mevazeh Kadshei Shemayim, spoken like a true Kohen Gadol. Okay.